It is 6:22. Yesterday, we heard from the Smart Alternatives to Marijuana, the group saying that, hey, when you look at the effort to legalize marijuana in Michigan, there's a lot of money behind it, and it's not really all people that have this kind of a utopian idea of marijuana. A lot of these business interests just want to make a fortune. Well, let's hear from Tim Beck. He's a longtime medical marijuana activist, really a key player, one of the reasons why we even have a medical marijuana law in Michigan. Tim, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure as always, Michael. I love your show.
Yeah, hey, tell me this: when you hear about money, you know, big money getting involved, whether it's these tobacco interests or just anybody trying to make a big killing off this movement, what do you say about that?
Well, I'm familiar with Smart Alternatives to Marijuana, and I don't think they're that smart, you know, when it comes to Michigan. And yes, it is true. I'm not a spokesman, by the way. I want to let you know I'm not a campaign spokesperson or anything like that, so I can just level with you on this. The reality here is that this is big money, good size, chunk of money has come in from a tobacco distributor. This is not R.J. Reynolds. It's not Philip Morris. It's not Altria. It's not Vector Group. It's not any of these giant cigarette companies. This individual, it's a privately held corporation, you know, smoker's outlet. Mm-hmm. And yes, I presume that, you know, this gentleman that owns the company is interested in getting in on the action. Yes, there is going to be a lot of money, you know, to be made, right, you know, especially in Michigan. But there's nothing sinister about it. There's nothing illegal that this gentleman is doing or anything like that. He just wants to make a buck, and you know, and I suspect he also feels that legalization is good public policy also.
Do you think some of the small-time potential sellers will be essentially muscled out by the bigger interests if this goes
through? Not really. And you know, if you read the law, it was structured to make sure that does not happen. You know, it's a tiered system in the sense that, yes, you can have, there's going to be some big operators there, but we also have licenses for what we call craft growers, you know, like a craft brewer. Well, you got craft growers here, and you can grow up to 150 plants, kind of, you know, do your own branding and so on. And, you know, we got caregivers now. Some of them are making very good money, and they can grow up to 72 plants. So we up the amount, you know, a bit, because, again, with legalization, you're going to have more legal sales, you know, that are going on. But no, the little guy is not going to get squeezed out.
Tim Beck with us here on WILS. Another thing that came up yesterday with this group, Smart Alternatives to Marijuana, they said that they don't support the idea of more people smoking. And just like big tobacco tried to addict people to nicotine and so on, that there's going to be an effort to get people to get addicted to marijuana. What do you say about that?
I haven't seen any evidence of that myself. The giant tobacco companies that pulled this so-called hoax on people, and if you remember years ago, if you're old-timers, all these tobacco executives raised their right hand, and, oh, no, that wasn't our plan. Well, turned out was their plan, and they had to pay big, big money in tobacco settlements. These people, the big players like Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds, they are not touching this thing with a 10-foot pole.
Are they not interested in getting involved in the marijuana business or something?
They're making enough. I think they may, but again, as long as it's until it's federal law changes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't see them. I don't see them even so much as twitching.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
They're that scared of federal law.
Well, they've got a lot to lose. Where are we now in terms of the effort? How close is this to getting on the ballot now, would you say?
Well, I'm saying it's very close. I mean, we're only in the early stages right now. This thing has only been going on for like a couple months. We're over the 100,000 mark in just 2 months. You know, the signatures have been coming in so fast that we've had to, you know, kind of scramble for cash to pay the vendors, you know, because we didn't think it'd be this quick. But I mean, we've got the money. Okay, I'm being tongue in cheek here, but the fact of it is, this is going to be on the ballot. Now, we do expect a legal challenge from disgruntled individuals that don't like, you know, the ballot initiative. However, we have used the best legal talent in the state of Michigan, Honig Miller, John Kerrick. He's the guru, he's the god, you know, of election law here in the state of Michigan. He's worked with us, he's advised us on it. I think we're bulletproof, but there will be a challenge to keep us off the ballot. That's the only way that these people can win the election, is by keeping us off the ballot.
Who's going to be disgruntled? Who's going to be challenging this?
Well, there's a group called Keep Pot out of schools and neighborhoods, COPPINs, we call them. And, you know, they're funded by a group, it's sad to say, I was involved with, okay, at one time, called the Michigan Responsibility Council. And that was a group that had a plan to legalize marijuana. It would be a kind of oligopoly and, you know, very carefully regulated. In good faith, I work with them, but then, you know, they just never delivered. And it was headed by Paul Welday. Paul Welday is a great guy, but unfortunately, he died of a fatal heart attack. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Paul would not have been in this, but other people are there, and they would like to just crush this thing because they're hoping that the legislature will step in and give them what they want. It's pretty cynical.
Which is what? What is it they want?
They want a kind of quasi-monopoly or oligopoly. Okay. You know, on all marijuana in Michigan.
So they support legalization, but they want to have control of the market.
Yeah. And their excuse is, oh, it doesn't protect kids enough. It doesn't protect our neighborhoods. All the usual canards and, you know, stuff like that. It's just very cynical nonsense. I don't believe it's going to work, but we do take them seriously. We take everybody seriously. Yeah. And we're using a war chest, and we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's,
Hey, Tim, is it inevitable in your view then we'll have more people smoking marijuana once we see more and more of these legalization efforts work?
No, I don't believe there will. We've had poll after poll after poll that indicate that about 12% of the population of this country are regular users of marijuana. Now, if you look at the numbers, medical patients in the state are about maybe, 228,000, 10 million, what's about 2%. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole group out there that are not medical patients. They're smoking marijuana now, okay? So they'll be, most people want to just do it legal. But the point of it, the matter is, you know, these 12% are pretty hardcore. Mm-hmm. Most people have already made their minds up about marijuana. You know, they either like it or they don't like it or they don't want to touch it.
You're saying it's not universally pleasant, is that? A lot of people just don't enjoy it.
No, that's correct. No. I mean, it's not like you're all of a sudden, then you take your first poke and you're hooked. You know, some people take their first toke and they hate it. Mm. They start coughing or they have a bad high or they don't get high or whatever, and then they never touch it again.
Yeah. Have you ever had a bad high yourself? Or?
No. You know, only when I think I mentioned on your show earlier, Michael, I'm skeptical of these ingestible forms.
Yeah,
I don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. You don't know what you're getting. But hang on. This law is going to regulate that. You're going to have to, any ingestibles have to disclose. It's going to be, by labs and by law. Wow. They're going to have to put the percentage of THC and on. So that'll take that nonsense out of the mix.
Tim Beck, longtime medical marijuana activist. He is one of the driving forces that made medical marijuana legal in Michigan. Now it may become legal recreationally. Tim, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great
Thank
evening.
You too. Here's Fox News.